You are going to listen to an interview with a family therapist. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 9 with the sentence endings A to L. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Family Feud. Paul, I don't know if you had any bad influences in your life when you were growing up, or at least what your parents thought were bad influences, did you?
Maybe bad influences now.
Now, probably. I guess your father keeps texting. I had one friend, I'm not going to mention his name, but he had a little problem of, when we were teenagers, of borrowing a car. You know, without really letting the owner know that it was being borrowed. And my parents caught on to this and banned me from ever hanging out with Damien. All right, that was his name. Basically, these friends are called frenemies. What do you do when you have somebody in your life, when your child has somebody in their life that's getting them into trouble? We wanted to find out what you do. I didn't have any problem with them, but my parents did. So I wanted to find out from a pro, what should you do to help your kids get through this very difficult time? Family therapist, Jane Nelson is with us for our Family Feud segment. Thanks for being with us, Jane.
My pleasure.
Now, Oprah has turned to you for help, so we're going to do the same thing. You've been on the Oprah Show and many, many other shows. What can you do, what can adults do, parents do, for their kids with these so-called frenemies?
Frenemies, that's an interesting name.
It is. Well, it's basically friends that a little bit of a problem for the kids.
Right. A couple of things about that. I think that instead of saying you can't ever play with those kids or have them as friends, say I'd really like to have them be in our home so you can invite them over, because that's a good way of giving them a good influence. If you think that they're a bad influence, introduce them to a good influence. Because one of the things that we make a mistake when we think we can control our children, mm-hmm. and if they really want to keep that friend, they'll just go underground. They'll just have them, but they won't tell you about it.
Who's been reporting on me? That's exactly, all right, I'm going to admit it now. Except that my mom told me, you know, before she passed away, she already knew this, but I was sneaking out at night. I was slipping out the window and going hanging out with my friends anyway throughout the night, because we just did. You know, when somebody says, no, you can't, you just say, oh, yes, I can, and you just figure out a way to get around it.
Exactly. I'm so glad that you know that, because so a couple of things. There's never just one thing. But there's two other points I'd like to make, and one is that I think that parents try to micromanage their kids' lives too much, mm-hmm. instead of helping them explore consequences for themselves. It's very different than imposing consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that is by helping kids think for themselves by asking what I call curiosity questions. And you know, let me just give you one example. When my daughter was in the ninth grade, she came home and she announced that she was going to get drunk at the ninth grade graduation party. You know, that's one of those exciting things that every parent wants to hear. I just, you know,
right,
nope.
After, guess what, Mom? I'm pregnant. Yeah, yeah, right up there.
But instead of saying, oh, no, you're not, and if you do, you'll be grounded, I just said, well, tell me more about that. You know, why are you thinking of doing that? And she said, well, a lot of my friends are doing it, and it looks like they're having fun. And I said, well, what do your friends say about you now because you don't drink? And she thought about that and said, oh, they're always telling me how proud they are of me and how much they admire me. And I said, well, what do you think they'll say tomorrow after you do this? And she just thought about that. And see, that's the whole point. You get kids to think.
Right.
And she thought about that and said, well, "Oh, they'll probably be disappointed." And I said, "How do you think you'll feel about yourself?" And she said, "Oh, I'll probably feel like a loser."
Mm-hmm.
And then she came to her own conclusion after exploring the consequences of her choices. She came to this conclusion. She said, "Oh, I don't think I will."
And you didn't even have to mention what a hangover was, because that would have been next on my list.
Family Feud.
Paul, I don't know if you had any bad influences in your life when you were growing up, or at least what your parents thought were bad influences, did you?
Maybe bad influences now.
Now, probably. I guess your father keeps texting. I had one friend, I'm not going to mention his name, but he had a little problem of, when we were teenagers, of borrowing a car, you know, without really letting the owner know that it was being borrowed. And my my parents caught on to this and banned me from ever hanging out with Damien. All right, that was his name. Basically, these friends are called frenemies. What do you do when you have somebody in your life, when your child has somebody in their life that's getting them into trouble? We wanted to find out what you do. I didn't have any problem with them, but my parents did. So I wanted to find out from a pro, what should you do to help your kids get through this very difficult time? Family therapist Jane Nelson is with us for our Family Feud segment. Thanks for being with us, Jane.
My pleasure.
Now, Oprah has turned to you for help, so we're going to do the same thing. You've been on the Oprah Show and many, many other shows. What can you do, what can adults do, parents do, for their kids with these so-called frenemies?
Frenemies, that's an interesting name.
It is. Well, it's basically friends that a little bit of a problem for the kids.
Right. There's a couple of things about that. I think that instead of saying you can't ever play with those kids or have them as friends, say I'd really like to have them be in our home so you can invite them over, because that's a good way of giving them a good influence. If you think that they're a bad influence, introduce them to a good influence. Because one of the things that we make a mistake when we think we can control our children, mm-hmm. and if they really want to keep that friend, they'll just go underground. They'll just have them, but they won't tell you about it.
Who's been reporting on me? That's exactly, all right, I'm going to admit it now. Except that my mom told me, you know, before she passed away, she already knew this, but I was sneaking out at night. I was slipping out the window and going hanging out with my friends anyway throughout the night, because we just did. You know, when somebody says, no, you can't, you just say, oh, yes, I can, and you just figure out a way to get around it.
Exactly. I'm so glad that you know that, because so a couple of things. There's never just one thing, but there's two other points I'd like to make, and one is that I think that parents try to micromanage their kids' lives too much, mm-hmm. instead of helping them explore consequences for themselves. It's very different than imposing consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that is by helping kids think for themselves by asking what I call curiosity questions. And you know, let me just give you one example. When my daughter was in the ninth grade, she came home and she announced that she was going to get drunk at the ninth grade graduation party. You know, that's one of those exciting things that every parent wants to hear. I just feel
right
no.
after, guess what, Mom? I'm pregnant. Yeah, yeah, right up there.
But instead of saying, oh, no, you're not, and if you do, you'll be grounded, I just said, well, tell me more about that. You know, why are you thinking of doing that? And she said, well, a lot of my friends are doing it, and it looks like they're having fun. And I said, well, what do your friends say about you now because you don't drink? And she thought about that and said, oh, they're always telling me how proud they are of me and how much they admire me. And I said, well, what do you think they'll say tomorrow after you do this? And she just thought about that. And see, that's the whole point. You get kids to think.
Right.
And she thought about that and said, well, oh, they'll probably be disappointed. And I said, how do you think you'll feel about yourself? And she said, oh, I'll probably feel like a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came to her own conclusion after exploring the consequences of her choices. She came to this conclusion. She said, oh, I don't think I will.
And you didn't even have to mention what a hangover was, because that would have been next on my list.